Welcome to 4 for Friday. I'm Johnny Hill, and this is the podcast designed to fire you up when it comes to creativity and worship. I want to talk to you today about the difference between play and practice. As worship leaders, we meet musicians all the time, and everybody, I think, at this point has had this experience if you've been leading worship for more than 6 months. Somebody comes up and they say something to the effect of, man, I've been playing for 20 years. And then you hear them play and you realize exactly how accurate that statement is because they haven't practiced for 20 years. They've played for 20 years. They sound terrible. I've met guys that have been playing for 20 plus years, and I have guitar students that have been playing for 6 months that are better and more knowledgeable than the person that's been playing for 6 years. So this is such an important thing to understand. It's an important thing to have in your own life. And it's also an important thing to model to the people that you're leading and that are in your band. Because a lot of worship leaders that I talk to complain about the fact that the musicianship is not good in their band, but they are not investing in their own personal development, and consequently, neither is anyone in their band. You cannot impart the DNA to someone that you don't have. They are not going to go beyond you as the leader. You have got to set the standard that you want your people to rise up to. And the way that you need to do that is you have to begin to implement a strict, diligent practice routine, a deliberate practice into your life. And then because of that and modeling that, you're going to see your entire team step up. So what's the difference between play and practice? The difference is simply this: when you're practicing, it sounds bad. Play sounds good. Practice is a mess because you are not practicing until you're struggling with something that you don't know. When you pick up the guitar, if someone is within earshot of you and they say, oh, I love to hear you practice, they have just called you out. Because if you're actually practicing, no one should want to be by you, right? Practice is a struggle. You should only be getting things right around 50 to 60% of the time when you're practicing. The rest of the time, you should be making mistakes and actively correcting those mistakes, right? So the difference between play and practice is practice is a struggle that sounds bad because you're doing something that you don't know how to do. The other thing that separates practice from play is this. I have two little girls, and I can tell you this right now. I just put them to sleep, and their room is a giant mess. And the reason is their cousins came over to play, right? When all of them get together and they play, it's completely disorganized at the end of it, at the beginning of it, and in the middle of it. Meanwhile, practice is very organized. It has a specific goal. It has something that can be measured and be improved upon. Everything about deliberate practice is organized. So just to recap quickly, and we'll let you go because this is a 4-minute podcast and we're getting awfully close. Practice is deliberate. It sounds bad and it is organized. We'll see you guys next week. Get out there and practice. Hey guys, make sure that you connect with us if this is a podcast that you're enjoying. You can find me at Johnny Hale, JonnyHale, on all social media and at johnnyhale.com. If this podcast has been a blessing to you, please make sure that you leave a rating and a comment. We would love to hear from you and hear what you want to hear coming up on the 4 for Friday podcast. If you don't get the email, make sure that you go to johnnyhale.com and sign up for the 4 for Friday weekly email. We'll see you next time.